This is KUT. The Texas constitutional propositions up for a vote on November 3rd tend to come in a few different flavors. Some want to change the current constitution to allow something previously blocked. Some are needed to allow for a new way for state tax dollars to be used. And some, well, some are just added to keep future state lawmakers from passing laws for or against something. As KUT's Ben Philpott reports, that's where Proposition 6 falls.
The proposition would, as the ballot language spells out, recognize the right of the people to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife. Now, in case you're new to the state, you should know that in the Texas legislature, anti-hunting measures are about as popular as Oklahoma football. And that's to say, not at all. I mean, almost every candidate running for governor has to shoot something in front of reporters to prove they won't curtail gun ownership or hunting rights. But as Lufkin Representative Trent Ashby reminds us, that doesn't mean things couldn't change one day.
There are some well-funded, anti-hunting groups that exist, and they've been working diligently in both state houses and courthouses in these respective states to either outright ban or limit certain types of hunting and fishing.
Ashby co-authored the proposition. He says the amendment would block future attempts to regulate or eliminate hunting on state or private lands. But he wants to point out this amendment is only focused on hunting and fishing rights.
This constitutional amendment does not in any way get into the discussion about gun rights that is going on across the country. This is very simple and straightforward.
If it passes, Texas would join 18 other states that have already ratified similar amendments to their state constitutions. Ben Philpott, KUT News.